What's up, everybody? Nate Bailey, LT, leader of the Legacy Lifestyle. And today I want to talk about having faith in the process. In the Legacy Lifestyle, as we're growing and expanding and constantly trying to improve in all areas of our life, we oftentimes get impatient with the results that we are seeing. And oftentimes it is a long road. Like, it's going to take you a long time depending on what it is that you're trying to make happen. And it could be trying to create this marriage that you've always wanted, but yet you've shown up poorly for years and years and years and years and years. And so you are doing the work and consistently doing the work over a short period of time, and you're starting to have some resentment or have some feelings of like, man, I should see more improvement by this point. Screw it, forget it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna go back to my old self, my old ways, the ways that didn't get you where you wanted to be, and had you looking for change in the first place. But that's rationalization that we will use as men, as human beings. So no matter what it is, and marriage can be just an example of that, but like, let's say it's something in business that you're trying to create or trying to become this authority and expert in your field. And so you start to do the things that you think are necessary or are necessary to get you there. Doing a podcast like this on a daily basis could be a very good example of trying to create an authority in yourself as an expert communicating the message that you are trying to communicate. And sometimes you get tired of doing it, or you think that it isn't doing any good, or you think that you should just quit because you're not helping anyone out, or no one's hearing your message, and all these other stories and resistance and fear that sets in into our lives, into our heads, that we will battle with. And it is truly the ones that can have faith in the process, have faith in the fact that if they continue to do this, continue to show up, that good things will come. That the things that they had hoped for or wanted in the beginning will actually start to show up in their life. But it's because they just continued to act in spite of and to continue to do the work, having faith in the process, that it actually started to create these results that they wanted for their life because of that. In our body, in our fitness, trying to become better, to become bigger, to become stronger, to lose weight, whatever it might be. Oftentimes we'll see people that will get quick results because they haven't been doing anything for such a long period of time that just a little bit of training will give them some of the results that they were hoping for and wanting to see, as far as maybe dropping some weight or gaining some strength in a rather short period of time. But to get those consistent results in your body and your fitness over a long period of time, there comes a point where you start to plateau and the gains just start to come slower and slower. Or you get to a place where you want it to be, and then you start to take your foot out the gas pedal thinking that you have arrived and that you've done it, until you realize that if you don't continue to keep the work up or continue to eat the ways that got you to this point and to where you are currently, that your old self will start to show up. The strength gains will go away. The pounds will start to come back on. So not only having faith in the process, but sticking to that process over the long haul. I think too often we catch ourselves making changes for a certain result. And then once we get that result, we decide that we can go back to our old ways, our old self. That we choose the complacency and the comfort. We choose to think that we have arrived and we don't need to do the work anymore. And so what happens is you go back into your old self, and you might not even get back to where you were, because it's so defeating knowing that you changed and worked so hard, knowing that it wasn't easy and that you had to suffer through some pain to get there. And once you finally got there, you decided to celebrate, which is great, but you decided to celebrate for like an entire year, right? Like you threw a 2-week long bachelor party. And so those results go away, and then we can get bitter at the process instead of continuing to have faith in the process. Faith in the process and committing for a lifetime. Not looking at this as a 6-week program or a 3-month program or whatever it might be, but committing to change and to those results over the rest of your life. Not putting a time limit on it, or not going in with this mindset of, if I just work hard for 6 weeks, I'm going to get the results. You might get the results, but they're not going to stay. They're not going to be permanent unless you make your actions permanent as well. So having faith in that process and committing to that process as a lifestyle, a legacy lifestyle, versus some magic pill that once you get there, you think that you have arrived and that you can go back to your old habits and keep the new results. It doesn't work that way. And that doesn't work that way in all areas of our life. So commit to living and leading this legacy lifestyle. Commit to having faith in the process. If results don't show up when you want them to show up, continue. Just know deep down inside, continue to tell yourself that if I continue to do this, it will happen. Because it will. Don't know exactly when it will happen, but it will happen. If you can have faith in the process. So I love you guys, honor you guys, appreciate you guys for listening in on a daily basis. www.livealegacylifestyle.com. Check out information on me, information on all the other podcasts that we have up on that website. I appreciate you guys. Hope you have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow.